listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. But if you shoot me, then you're famous. What's a nigga to do when the streets is watching? Blocks keep clocking, waiting for you to break, make your first mistake. Can't ignore it. That's the fastest way to get extorted. But my time is money. At 25, I can't afford it. Beef is sorted like Godiva. Chocolates, nigga, you bought it. I pulled a slide back and cock it. Plan aborted. You and your mom, you and your mans get a pass this time. You're operating off fuck time. That's not right. You and your man get a this. I think it's this time. Yeah. Anyway, y'all niggas ain't worth my shells. Ain't all y'all niggas trying to do is hurt my sales and stop trips to John McNeil, the type to start a beef then run to the cops when I see you in the streets. Got one in the drop when I'd rather be on your tour getting 100 a pop, taking pictures with some bitches in front of the drop. The streets is watching. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Test Podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Saturday, ready for you guys to do some feedback. It's gonna be a busy Saturday too, because at 1 p.m we're also doing a nerd off. I sent that email out to all my nerds that are premium listeners, so you guys will have some nerdery coming your way with me, Karen, Chris, and Aaron. So always happy when Karen can be here to do it with us.
Yay.
You guys should know all the stuff we're gonna do. We're gonna read your reviews, we're gonna play any voicemails you left us, we're gonna read your emails, your comments on the website, all that stuff. But first, we got to give props to the people that donated to the show. Thank you so much.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. That's right, it's a new day, guys. And people gave us money. Kimberly J gave us some recurring donation money. We appreciate you, Kimberly. Let's see who else we got here. Aisha Y, recurring donator. Thank you very much. Marcus E, thank you so much, Marcus. We appreciate you.
Marcus.
Hallie Q H, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Pamela A B, appreciate you.
We do.
Sabrina J, thank you, Sabrina.
Yes.
Jason F, that recurring.
Mm-hmm.
Another Sabrina J, I don't know if that's a repeat. Cynthia D, thank you very much, Cynthia.
Yes.
Kyle K, thank you so much. I hope your middle name's not K.
Right,
Kyle KKK, you know. Celeste M, thank you, Celeste.
Yes,
appreciate you. This one's taking a while to load. All right, let's just go to the next one. shout out to my email. Let's see who else. Billy M, thank you very much, Billy. We appreciate you. Shirley Wong Esquire, please say the Esquire. Come on, Kelly C, thank you, Kelly. Quinones D. Thank you, Quino. I think I hope I pronounced it right. If it's not, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa D, thank you so much.
Yes.
Tiffany B, thank you very much, Tiffany. We appreciate you looking out for us. Why are some of these not loading? Design T, thank you very much. Ashia B, thank you. And we got a one-time donation from Everly, who says, thanks for all that you do. Sorry it's taking so long to donate. Love you. Hey, you know what? It's on time.
That's how I feel. Anytime you decide to give, no matter how big or small, it is right on time for us, baby.
Alfonso M, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Tyvon S, we appreciate you. Autumn W, that recurring.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
My brother, Rodney. Thanks, Rodney.
Yes.
Joy M, appreciate you, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking out. Let's see who else we got. Oh, that's it. That's everybody. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you so much this week, guys. Can you just smile for me?
Whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me. Can you just smile
for me?
And the people go.
Oh, oh, oh. Feeling so much better when you're. Oh, oh. Feeling so much better when you're. Oh, oh, oh. Feeling so much better when you're. Oh, oh, oh. Feeling so much better.
Yep, we are, Karen. All right, guys, let's do this. All right. So we got 5-star reviews on iTunes. Didn't get any on Stitcher. So let me get into these. Excellent podcast. Got Coco Hayes, who says, great podcast. Finally figured out how to leave a great review. Loved Rod and Karen's viewpoints, and I am relieved that I'm not the only one that thinks like this. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jamira says, best podcast ever, 5 stars. I come to you with my head hung low in shame. It's been since about 2009 that I've been listening and have never left a review. Wow, that's a long time. I do, however, put in on the VIP, so I guess that means a little something. It does. Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll always be right there for you, Impossible White Man Jay. Oh, thank you, Impossible White Man Jay.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Man, you know what? May not come when you want them.
Always on time. That's how I feel. They always on time, y'all. I don't care how you can be the prodigal son. We will always welcome you back home.
Mm-hmm. We got one from Rich 4422. White on white ratchetness, 5 stars. Rod and Karen, great show as always. Your last episode was fantastic. Receipts. Rose McGowan, the other courageous women who spoke out has them. Harvey, Ben, and Matt have been trying to skate a bill for years. Will Harvey get off like Bill? I don't think so. The wounds look fresh. Thanks for the podcast, Rich. Yeah, it is going to be interesting to see if he does get off, because one, he is a rich, powerful, famous white man. But one of the things I was thinking about is one of the main differences between him and Bill Cosby is that a lot of the women he's done these things to have gone on to be rich and famous and household names. Not that Cosby had no one like that, but a vast majority of the women, and keep in mind, this may still be true with Harvey Weinstein, but a vast majority of these women, y'all, people know them. And they're right, white women that are famous that people feel sympathy for. Cosby was picking on actresses and shit that weren't gonna make it or didn't make it. Maybe he limited their careers or whatever. In a smaller scale. So I don't, and then also, my guess is we're seeing the tip of the iceberg with the famous women, and there's probably a ton of women who aren't famous, didn't have the recourse or the resources to challenge this man. And I wouldn't be shocked if people are coming forward that aren't, you know, big names, you know, but I won't be surprised if other men start being outed, in Hollywood now, because, you know, you're starting to see stuff.
That's why they want everybody to shut up and get them out the door, because they go, hey dog, there's other people probably connected to this in some way, shape, form, or fashion, right? Be it people covering it up so people are going to hold you accountable because you knew and you didn't say shit, and you were his boss or supervisor or somebody, you know, within his vicinity, or he hired you to cover shit, so people are gonna be like, hey, what's up with this? Mm-hmm. And then they don't want you to connect it to other people within other companies or other organizations and shit like that, and start bringing them down too. Because as much as people, well, actually, as much as men in particular want to pretend like sexual assault is just something that women fucking make up, it's real.
Exactly. But thank you for that point and that review as well. And I doubt he stopped, so, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Karen and Rod are like my long-lost auntie and uncle I never had, by BMARXO, 5 stars. I seriously love Rod and Karen. I've been a faithful listener to TBGWT for about 2 years now, and it's sad that I'm just now leaving a review. Don't be mad at me, Karen. Better mm-hmm. late than never. I had a boring office job for a while, and this podcast is the only thing that kept me away from my desk. Even though the episodes are long, I was still running out of episodes to get me through the week, so I decided to go premium, and it's well worth it. I've since been promoted, but now I have a 2-hour commute, and now the show helps me. Oh, it's a long drive. That helps me avoid road rage while dealing with traffic. I hope y'all come to Chicago for a PodCon or something eventually so that I can get the chance to meet y'all. This is a must listen. Brittany. Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, hopefully we will one day.
Yeah, I hope so. Mm-hmm. You never know where this is going to take us.
Ain't that the truth?
Just everything. 5 stars by that_Mitch. I love this podcast. Ryder, Karen, all the older cousins I wish I had. They say what I think in my head, and have y'all listened to this too much? My goodness, as if watching This Is Us isn't enough, the review of the show is everything, and it is never too much. Love the show. Thank you.
Shout out to the wonderful, multi-talented Bossy.
Yes, I'm sure, you know, Bossy will appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. And then nothing, like I said, on Stitcher. And I haven't got my weekly email about the international reviews yet, so we'll let you know on those.
Cool.
But we do have comments on the website. International podcast, international iTunes review roundup was episode 1538. We got one comment. Someone, this is from Trill Khalil, who says, "Someone please find out if that is Big Sean voice for the Beast Boy song. LOL. I just don't understand the hate for that show. Maybe it's too much of a hip hop influence, but I think it's excellent. Hopefully Karen and her husband will do a breakdown on TTG. What is TTG? Teen Titans Go? Oh. Listen. Teen Titans is my, you know, I think we broken it down already on the Nerd Off before. We went and played some of their songs, mm-hmm. but I honestly don't understand how people don't fuck with Teen Titans Go.
I love, and the song is such a cute and adorable show. Like, it, I mean, you literally will laugh. I mean, cause it's almost two levels. If you have children, they laugh at it, but as an adult, you get the more complex comedy. You get the topics they're talking about. You go, oh, y'all actually teaching the motherfucking lesson, but in a cute, funny way.
Yeah, and like if it wasn't enough, like they almost have a dope song pretty much every episode. There's like some song or something on there that just will have you dying laughing. And like Karen said, the songs normally have like double meanings. Mm-hmm. It's normally, kind of like a level for adults and a level for the kids,
right?
That's part of the reason I love watching it too. But it's also just it's a funny show. It's about 10 minutes long. It's like Adult Swim but for kids,
right?
And you just never know where it's gonna take you. And some of the specials they did, like the Night Begins to Shine special, was dope.
The best.
The one where they got stranded on the island was dope.
And you can tell that the people who actually write the show are probably in their 30s and 40s, because a lot of the references, particular TV show references with Cyborg, is a lot of 80s things.
What are you doing to Beast Boy?
He was eating a cash salad, and I refused to stand by and watch money being wasted.
Cash salad? Any good?
Not really. I just got some more money than I could spend, so I'm thinking of new ways to use it. Check it, boy. I bought a gold boat, bought a gold star, bought a gold bear, put him in a gold car. Bought a gold fridge, filled it with some gold food. Bought a gold me, I call him the gold dude. I'm making that money, the pyramid money. I'm making money, the pyramid scheme money.
Pyramid mummy money.
I'm making money.
The pyramid scheme money.
Got my money.
Brick by brick.
Check my gold fronts. I go lick, lick, lick. Need a new wallet cause my money don't fit. Bought a gold bond. I go
tick, tick, tick.
Making that money.
The pyramid mummy money.
I'm making money.
The pyramid scheme money.
Making that money.
The pyramid mummy money.
I'm making money.
The pyramid scheme money. Like that joint goes, the Teen Titans Go chemistry song.
Yes, that's one of my favorite ones too.
You got chemistry. It's just so much comedy on there. And I know there's people that don't like it or whatever, but I just don't understand why they don't like it.
And a lot of people, and this might not speak for everybody, but a lot of people that go, "I don't like it." If you ask them if they've seen the show, 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. I was like, "Well, how?"
Like they never even gave it a chance because they were so mad about the other Teen Titans or Young Justice.
And I was like, "That makes sense why you don't like it, because you never gave it a try."
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes kind of sense.
Grammar's not your strong suit, but I think you'll have a better reaction and bond with the lesson I'm about to teach.
Please don't teach chemistry.
Too late!
Welcome to chemistry. I'm your teacher, Mr. Cyborg, but y'all can call me Dr. Love.
I will not call you Love.
Dr. Love, I put a check mark on that.
Fine! Dr. Love, this is not chemistry.
It's all the same, my love.
When you just want to dance, but you're way too shy. And a cutie steps to you and she says hi.
Oh, hi.
When a fly guy and a fly girl in the hallway meet, don't you know that he gets sweaty paws and she gets itchy feet?
Oh, they got chemistry.
hot sauce to butter and you can hardly breathe.
It's chemistry.
When you melt like butter and you start to sneeze.
It's chemistry.
You see, chemistry is a gift from the heart, like a great big hugger when you're holding a hug. When you get that special feeling for a boy or a girl and you really want to share it with the whole wide world.
It's chemistry.
When you're hot sauce to butter and you just can't breathe.
It's chemistry.
When you melt like butter and you start to sneeze. To recap, you know you got chemistry when
you get,
and like they got like those songs and they're only like 2 minutes long and they'll just be in the middle of a damn
just out of nowhere
for no reason,
no reason.
So yeah, man, it just it makes me laugh. And yeah, so
and I was saying the reason why it makes sense is because you didn't give it a chance, so I understand. Like, put like this, you saying you not liking it, I go, oh, well, you saying this is because you haven't seen it. Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
I know what you mean.
Okay.
I'm just saying it doesn't make sense because it's fucked up because you didn't even watch it, talking about you don't like it.
Correct.
It's and not that you don't like it, you just haven't watched it.
Right,
know?
And a lot of times those be the most vocal people most right. of the time. And that's why I be like, hey, have you watched it? No, but then I'd be wanting to say, what are you even talking about? You're hating just for the fact of you just still mad.
Right. The poll, it sounded like they got sour grapes.
Yes, sour grapes.
The poll was which is better, Brokeback Mountain or Moonlight, and 10% said Brokeback Mountain, 90% said Moonlight, and Vary says Moonlight was better because at the end the men were both alive and it felt like the beginning of a nice relationship. It was hopeful. So I guess spoiler alert for me when I watch Brokeback, huh? Black Identity Extremist was episode 1539. Talked about a lot of stuff. Latino man got shot by the CMPD. University passed a policy against protests. Bunch of stuff. Let's see. We got five comments. Max says, seems like this thing with Miko means that he'll be using his husband as proof that he's not bigoted. You can already see the narrative forming, and that cover flag on the play, the late great Nate Dogg, should not be done like that, for shame. Oh, and speaking of covers, I heard a country music cover of Thriller the other day. They're gonna make MJ come out of his grave reclaiming stuff. Well, it is almost Halloween. But yeah, I do think Milo is gonna use his husband as, I think that's like the whole thing. And honestly, I don't understand how any self-respecting black person could be married to an open bigot racist like that. And then put out that love doesn't see colors and shit like that. Miss Jackson says, Mrs. Jackson, I'm sorry, says, the white guy who saw the black girl was 100 for me only because all the people, you could have sent to him, they chose a black woman. Yeah, she a damn parole officer and the neo-Nazi skinhead dude is on her case assignment. Like, really?
Yeah, that was strategically. They was like, look, two things gonna change. You gonna quit or he gonna change. One of the two is gonna happen.
I would feel fucked with if I was her. Right. She's my hero, converting races for our safety. Ha. Yeah, that's true. I definitely don't want to do it. Milo married a colored, I cannot, by D. Ramsey, PhD. a book. A mood. Really Dark Knight says, hey y'all, I got to know. We need Ebony Essence, Black Sports Online, The Root, or one of these other black sites to get a one-on-one interview with Milo's husband. I got to know what is in this brother's mind. I mean, I really am fascinated why any black person marries someone who says and does racist shit. It can't just be me, right? It ain't just you. The poll was, are you a white person? Yes or no? 93% of y'all said no. So about 7-8% of y'all was like, I'm a white person taking this poll. Thank you.
Thank you for being truthful.
Appreciate you. Passports and Jordans was episode 1540. What a doozy. And we had some comments. Let's see, some long comments. Falcons Diva says, oh wait, no, I'm sorry, Drew was first. Trey says, I don't understand why Karen had to take time to get a passport. I've had two in my adult life. I just mailed it to the State Department and got it back in 2 weeks. The TSA pre-check is not necessary. I only have it because I travel for work by air every week. We don't have TSA pre-check either, though. I don't think you were listening to what we were talking about. I don't think the passport comment was for everyone. It was not a tweet for people who have no desire to travel or can't afford to travel. Here's the thing. She clearly said that it was for everyone. She tried to go back and clean it up later, but she literally did say, and this is,
this is not about like trying to down her or whatever.
Mm-mm, but she was,
but these are the words that came out of her mouth. The intersection was, if you wear Nike suits and buy Jordans, you're losing if you don't have a passport. Diagram that Venn diagram however you want to, but it was for everybody that associated with that. And if you're not honest enough to admit that that's a dog whistle towards black people, then I don't know how you're listening to our show. Because we all know that Jordan shit is almost always wrapped around anti-blackness of you niggas getting Jordans, don't da 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 da.
And we use it against us too.
The other thing, you said you had you had your passport twice in your life, so which means you had a passport for at least over 10 years and probably longer than that. Passport regulations have changed in this country, for one. They've gotten a lot stricter, especially since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of that is it's different everywhere, I'm assuming.
Every state is different because some states might allow you to mail it in, but I know here they're like, nah, we got to see you.
Right. So I had answered this person back. I said, one, Karen had to take the time off because we didn't have an option to just mail it to the State Department.
Mm-mm, especially your first time. I think after your first time,
you can, right. But not the first time. You have to take a pic. You have to give them your birth certificate as well. It might vary from place to place, which is another reason a broad sweeping statement like this is heavily criticized from her.
Right.
Not you. Two, the comment was clearly for everyone who had Jordans and Nike suits. She didn't add any other qualifiers on it at the time. It was a tweet saying people who own those things and didn't travel were losing, didn't have passports were losing. And in no way did it explain how simply owning a passport was about economic empowerment, which she kept saying, which is honestly, you need to connect the dots on that because I don't understand what you mean when you say simply owning a passport is economic empowerment. It seems like there must be more missing, because I have a passport. That's not the same thing as building wealth.
Yeah, money don't automatically flow your way just because there's a lot of people that got a passport but still in debt and still trying to pay bills off and handle things.
Yeah, she was corny for that shit, and that's far as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons Diva says, hey Ryder, Karen, I'm finally almost caught up. I'm actually listening to an episode in the same week it was recorded. To Trey's comment, I think the path to getting a passport has gotten much stricter in recent years. If Trey has gone through the process twice, it typically means he got his first passport over 10 years ago. When I got my first passport, I just walked up to a post office with no appointment and completed the process. Fortunately, I had my birth certificate already. I did it on my lunch break and paid with a credit card. It's much more difficult now. Fortunately, I renewed my passport before they got even stricter. My current passport picture was taken at a CVS on my lunch break. Wow. I have on my glasses in the picture, and that girl took my picture about 10 times, LOL. We both would look at the picture and be like, nah, this isn't good enough. Stay with me for 10 years. I love to travel. I try to go out of the country at least once a year, but you couldn't have paid me to get unlimited texting back in the day. That crap was $15 extra per month. In my mind, there was so much more I could do with that money. People call me cheap for that. I would pay $250 to see Beyonce in concert, but the only designer item you'll find in my closet is something that was gifted to me. I've been told I need to step up my wardrobe. I have Falcon season tickets, but the other day I refused to get my groceries at the store near my friend because the tax rate in her county is higher than the tax rate in mine.
Come on.
If there's a deal to be had, I will find it and I will use it. To some, I'm cheap. To others, I have an extravagant lifestyle. Either way, get your hands out of my pocket.
Come on.
Unless you coming to me every month asking me to help you pay your bills, I don't care how you spend your money, and you shouldn't care how I spend mine. Amanda, I'm going to save my comment regarding Jamel's suspension for Balls Esports. Thank you.
Come on. And a lot of that is judgment. Like no matter how you twisted or spin it, she was being very, very, very judgmental.
Right.
When she made that comment. Like I said, when you say Jordans, when you say black on black crime, these are code words and you can't dismiss it. Once you say those things, you are automatically using the code word y'all niggas over there, y'all other than, y'all less than. Not saying that statistically, most people that quote unquote own Jordans are grown ass people that got jobs, that take care of their kids, that pay their bills. Like, I don't know why they think that if you buy Jordans, you are automatically broke. That's, and this is how they say you're in poverty, you're on welfare. That's your assumption. Most people are not like that if they own Jordans. Most people are not. And let's say they were, so the fuck what? This might be a luxury item for them, just like everybody else buys and purchases luxury items. And so when she says this shit is not in a bubble. There's history behind this. There's context behind this. You don't say this stuff and don't get any pushback for the comments that you say. And you can't, and in my opinion, there's no way you can tell me that this is, and this isn't anti-black.
Yeah, black people have been getting shamed in this country unfairly for so long. I just hate to see us buy into it and propagate that shit down. Like, if you do feel that black people should travel more, or you want to promote travel, you can do that without then turning around and be like, you niggas are buy Jordans. Like, right. There's a way to do it without having to come down on people. I know people that travel. I have friends who have encouraged me to travel, who have said like, oh, I do this. I go on this cruise, and they describe like the wonderful times that they have and shit. Mm-hmm. And they never turn around and say, and you keep getting these damn video games. Like, there's a way to kindly encourage people, and then there's a way to just basically turn the whole audience against you.
Right.
And I'm sick of people trying to play the victim after they do ridiculous things like this, and then try to turn it into like, you black people can't do this and y'all don't stick together and shit. I hate that, because if you learn how to talk to people, you normally will be fine.
Right.
You can even express an unpopular opinion with some kindness and some empathy and normally end up just fine. But right,
because most people are very understanding when it comes to this. It's almost like it's, and it's funny though, I for some reason in my heart I feel like traveling for a lot of people is like that, the way of separation. And it's almost like, well, we travel, we're quote unquote bougie. Mm-hmm. And then you have the people that don't travel because they opt not to travel, or don't travel because they can't afford to travel. And those people, well, y'all ain't shit because y'all bougie. And then a lot of the people that travel go, well, y'all don't travel, y'all ain't shit. And it becomes like this ridiculous divide sometimes. Well, it don't matter to me. If you travel, you travel. If you don't, you don't. Like, who cares?
I just think she came off callous and judgmental. And I think when you do that, you rile people up, and then we have to play the game of, you black people always mad about something. And I just hate this whole cycle of shit. I'm not mad at her. Mm-hmm. I know her, it's just her opinion and all that shit, but you know, I think she was tripping hard. And I think there's a reason that, you know, she has a rep. Like I said, I said, damn, she tripping. And then story after story after story of people that have had awkward to bad run-ins. I'm talking about professional comedians and shit being like, yeah, she's a fucked up person. So, I mean, it makes sense. And I guess just since I didn't know her other than Insecure.
Right, same here.
I didn't follow her like that. I just didn't know. And then when you see her literally in a magazine talking about how much she loves her Jordans and she would buy it over a meal and shit like that, it just reeks of like, you know, either you were trying to say something controversial, or you just are just one of those people that are so stupid you can't remember what the fuck you said before and how it's gonna make you look dumb saying the opposite right afterwards, you know. Anyway, RWH 2016 says, Amanda Seals, I disagree, homegirl. Obtaining a credit card does not measure how well a person manages money. Anybody can get a credit card. I remember back in college, credit card companies were lining up for me to apply. I had no job, no income, no credit history. They wanted me to sign up. Credit cards are one of the biggest obstacles to building wealth, because it encourages people to spend money that they don't have. Just ask Iggy Azalea about credit cards. And contrary to popular belief, you don't need a credit score for major purchases like a house. There are mortgage companies that still do manual underwriting, which looks at your life history, paying your rent, utilities on time, good employment history, instead of credit score. But this is the old school way of getting a mortgage. But the credit card companies want us to think that it's imperative for everyone to get a credit card or credit score. Don't be a fool. Cash is king, Amanda. I say, if you have your hella Jordans and you don't have a credit card or a credit score, you're winning. Get your Jordans, y'all. What did Meth say? Cash rules. Okay, I'm gonna be honest, guys. I read all that. I understand it. I don't remember her talking about credit cards. Did she say? I know she talked about passwords. Did Amanda Seals bring up anything about credit cards? Did I miss it?
Iggy Azalea, remember she was in credit card debt.
No, but this started Amanda Seals. I disagree, homegirl. Obtaining a credit card does not measure how well a person manages money. I don't remember a part about credit cards. Do y'all? In the chat room,
did you say something about credit? She may have said something about credit. I don't remember.
Maybe I'm tripping. If you guys remember her saying something about credit cards, please let me know. But I just remember her talking about the passports and travel and shit. EVE says, I got my passport about 15 years ago, and seeing some of the world has been the best experience of my life. My entire family got their passport, including my little one, and I just must say it's an enriching experience. That being said, not everyone can afford a passport or had the time to go through the process. I was lucky because I have a post office near me that you don't have to make appointments for, and they take your picture there. But that is the only post office that does it in my area, and the other post offices you have to make appointments with. I live near a major city, so I'm sure the options are more limited in more rural areas. Jordan's a passport may cost roughly the same thing, but in the grand scheme of things, if you have a passport, that means you want to travel outside the country, and that's not cheap. You have to get the airfare, pay for lodging and food. When it's all said and done, you're probably spending at least a couple thousand, and on the cheap, you're still paying close to $1,000. Let's not talk about the cost for a family to travel out of the country. Who has the money for all that? All Amanda is preaching is respectability politics, and we hear that enough from white people in the Coon Brigade, so I get why she got the backlash. But if you can afford a passport and some Jordans and have enough money to cross the border, it may be a good idea to get that passport, if for nothing else, than to get the hell out of here when Trump starts World War III. Do you have a passport, was the poll. Yes, but no Jordans. No, and I don't have Jordans. Yes, and I have some Jordans. Or no, but I do have some Jordans. 60% of y'all say yes, you have a passport, but you don't have no Jordans. So y'all are winning. And I'm sure y'all are all super wealthy. No, and I don't have Jordans. So you're still kind of winning because you don't have Jordans, but you also don't have a passport. So when you get Jordan's money, you can go get a passport.
Of course.
Yes, and I have some Jordans. So yes, you have a passport and you got some Jordans. So I guess you winning.
You balling,
right? And then no, but I do have some Jordans. That was 11% that had both, but 6% have Jordans and no passport. So y'all losing. So 6% of y'all losers, according to Amanda. Step your game up, guys. The Obamas can't save us was 1541. We talked about that dude still writing hateful articles about the Obamas, and it's like, nigga, move on. We've all talk about the Trump. Stick to that. Stick to what you know. Like, anyway, we had some comments. Falcons Diva says, Rod, CC nigger, LOL. I'm choked on my tea that I'm drinking in my TBGWT mug. I'm with Karen. That daycare letter can't be real. But then again, the bum and chief supporters are unbelievable. That Obama article pissed me off, Rod, but I loved all the replies to it. Folks went in on that mofo. Thank you. Yeah, that, it's funny too, because, you weren't the only person to tell me they love that CC nigger, for that thing. Thank you for noticing the joke. We got some comments from Fucking With Rod The Most Trife is the name of this person. And they said, Rod absolutely judges on all the various social media platforms. We get it. You want Hillary more than you want Jesus in your life. I'm assuming that's supposed to make me upset, but it's true. I do want Hillary more than I want Jesus in my life. That's
we don't disagree. Statement,
so I'm not upset at all. Good comment. Fucking With Rod The Most Trife also says, you don't even cite statistics or any data. You just make wild claims. Hillary is a thugging asshole. That seems like a wild claim with no statistics or data to back it up.
Last time I checked, I didn't see her thugging ass out there hoeing.
And Obama was a murderer in the Middle East and deported more hoes than any president.
Not more hoes.
And then caps, you don't know what Obama would talk about. You ain't him. With four exclamation points. And I said, yes, this is accurate. Very level-headed, very valid analysis on my comments. I can't respond seriously to someone that's this stupid. It's funny, and this is the thing I was talking about with maybe this is a parody, I don't know. But that's the thing I was talking about with the guy in the article. And the same thing happened to Roxane Gay when she got people coming at her like this. I'm not gonna lose the thread of what I said. No matter how much you try to conflate it into some protectionism of Obama and Hillary Clinton, who are can fend for themselves and records speak for themselves. What I said is Obama's a better president than Trump was, and Hillary Clinton would have been a better president, better for this nation than Trump is. There's nothing you can say that changed my mind. And I know that you don't care about them people that got killed in the Middle East any more than motherfuckers that bring it up on Twitter to win an argument. You don't give a fuck. You just saying it because it's something to say. It's not like you then went, because Trump gonna keep those people alive. No. You're basically going, I just want to only talk about what I can talk about and keep my brand. And that's what people do. And that's why it's one of the reasons I save these conversations for the podcast.
Correct.
It's because I'm sick of talking to silly people. Like, I mean, I'm glad that you got your social studies degrees or whatever. Like, I'm happy that you got that freshman year out of the way, but like real life application of some of this shit, it's like I don't really care at it. And your soapboxing about how Hillary is the worst and shit, that may get you all the likes and the retweets, and that may, calling Obama the deporter in chief and shit like the Republicans do, that shit may make you feel really, really powerful and special and stuff, and I understand that it's fucked up and blah blah blah, and all I'm saying is the answer wasn't to put someone more fucked up in office. And we're watching things get eroded, and if you claim to care about any of these people, well, guess who's gonna do worse? You know, that's the problem. So I'm pragmatic like that, so I guess I just don't get affected by hyperbolic shit talking like that. But I do love the nickname Rod the Most Trife. That feels like I'm supposed to be like a rapper or some shit,
right?
Like I'm in the Wu-Tang.
Coming up next to the stage, Rod the Most Trife. Right.
The RZA, the GZA, Method Man, Old Dirty Bastard, Rod the Most Trife.
Coming to the stage.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, dawg, put on that Rod the Most Trife for the strippers.
I could definitely look, just let me know what's up, man. If y'all maybe that'll be my rap name from now on. I'm gonna change it to Rod,
right?
The Most Trife
from Sweetwater Tavola,
right? I'm like, oh shit, Rod the Most Trife coming to the stage. Yeah. About to drop some hot bars.
Yes.
I call this song Obama and Hillary, I'll suck your dick. Fuck Donald Trump, though, by the way. Obama and Hillary, I'll suck your dick if you come back real quick. It's Rod the Most Trife, I sweat on my life. I even suck the balls and swallow the gravy. Come back, Hillary, baby. And I don't mean maybe. But seriously, though, guys. I would absolutely suck Hillary Clinton's dick to get us all, to get her president. Over Trump right now. I would take that L for the nation, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean that sincerely. If Hillary Clinton had a dick and was like, listen, this the only way to stop Donald Trump, I'd be like,
yeah, just
I guess it is, call me Byron Long,
just hold on to the blue dress, so you know we want equality. Her husband went down, we can take her down too.
Like, I'm sorry if I'm supposed to be ashamed of feeling like Donald Trump is a horrible president and I would do anything in my power to keep that dude out of office. I guess I'm your coon. I'm your Huckleberry then. If that's the measuring stick for how fucked up I am, I guess. You're not gonna trick me into thinking, oh no, I fucked up. Rod the Most Trife out here fucking everything up for us. Anyway, we had the last episode of the week. 1542 Weinstein and white people news, and we had some comments. So let me see here. Ashy at Fanook says, I can't stop laughing at y'all reading and eating that cheese being made while y'all simultaneously cleaning your teeth. Gotta love you too and your amazing show. Keep up the great work, Ashton. Thanks.
The cheese and the crackers. I mean, the cheese, crackers, and wine help me get through that.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I didn't know how we was gonna make that funny. But a lot of people wrote us and said, man, this is serious. We appreciate the points y'all making. But this wine and cheese is taking me out, so.
And I enjoy eating it and smacking my lips on the mic. I ain't even gonna lie.
Oh, damn. Fucking with Rod the Most Tried comment again. Shut up, Rod. Damn.
They listen live or something?
No, they commented on this episode.
Ah!
they didn't say what they was mad about. I didn't say nothing about Hillary in this one. Really? I can't even talk about Weinstein? God damn. Oh, well. I guess I'll be the most tripe then. Rod the Most Tripe just gonna have to keep dropping these bars on y'all.
Dropping these hot 16s.
Right. It's gonna be fine. Trust me. I love that you can't stop listening, though. That's my favorite part. You like how daddy does it. then we got an anonymous person who says, UNLV is my alma mater. If they fire this professor, they have a fight on their hands. Yeah, I think it's which professor was this? Was this the one that was promoting a class about white supremacy, and then someone put out a flyer about you promoting black supremacy or some shit. Anyway, this school in general has gone through so much because of the minority control, Republican legislation, fights with UNLV all the time with just about everything. Mind you, there are only two universities in the entire state of Nevada. I mean, UNLV has been fighting with Republicans and libertarians in the state legislation to keep their budget, to expand their facilities, to become a world-class institution, let alone to maintain their Division I status, to add schools like law, medical, dental, etc., and to provide just the basics for their students. The school administration cannot cave in on this crap or will lose a lot of credibility, financing, and support from its alma mater, whom have supported it through all these fights. I'm so hot right now on this entire issue as a whole. I cannot believe this crap. More importantly, I just got a survey from this institution on how I feel about my alma mater in my email box, and my response will be in all caps. My God, the Republicans wanted to shut down the dental school, for Christ's sakes. The dental school that provided free clinics nearly year-round for the disenfranchised, you know, the poor, within the community, which was a lifesaver for so many people and a godsend, especially for children. Plus, because the dental school is not on the main campus, but located in the west side of the city, where many people live, not exclusively, but still, next to the default county hospital on a major bus line, which runs 24/7 and actually connected to everyone. People could actually use them damn clinics. Now this same dental school, 11 years later after that fight, just made a major breakthrough with stem cells, which may lead to a better way to harvest stem cells from people and more medical discoveries. God damn, 53%, you did this to all of us. Thank you. And lastly, anonymous. Oh wait, and then someone responded and said, "Hey, anonymous, UNLV is my alma mater too. I totally feel you." And lastly, anonymous person said, "My aunt worked for the EEOC as an attorney during the Clarence Thomas confirmation. She said she believed Anita Hill because she too faced harassment and decided that she would not say anything until either he moved on or she did." And they wrote back later to say it wasn't Clarence Thomas that they're talking about right now. In my 20s, I was fearless. And when faced with sexual harassment, I tried to confront it in the best way that I could. I had a news director try to kiss me in the editing room. I said no and pushed him away. Then the harassment went from sexual to bullying. That's what they love to do. They get rejected. They have power over you. It's that quid pro quo, that tit for tat, that thing we learned about in every sexual harassment thing ever. But if there's not a strong HR department and backing for people who are abused in an office place, then that fucking thing means nothing. That video means nothing. He was upset that I denied his advances, and that made him angry. He pushed me once when I was walking down the hallway. He would make comments about how I looked and make me the butt of jokes to get laughs from others. But I had to stick it out. My mother basically gave me our family's last $500 for me to move there for that job. In my 30s, I was harassed by a man in upper management. He would rub up against me, and one evening, with people just on the other side of the wall, he put his hand in my shirt and tried to kiss my breast. I was going to tell, but when I confided in another coworker, she said, "Why would he do that to you when he is married to XYZ? Because his wife was beautiful and successful, and I was just me. He could no way want me. Sorry, this is so long." Nah, I understand. Like, those are the things that keep people from telling. Retaliation, if you lose your job. It's ironic, we just talked about Jemele Hill on Ballsy Sports when we kind of started, and I was talking about how she got suspended for telling people, like, you can't make these players into avatars of your frustration. You have options for yourself, but literally these people can't. They have jobs on the line, they want to work, they may or may not even agree with your shit. Like, people calling, like, Dez Bryant a coon for not taking a knee, it's not like you're helping, you know, like, you're not, all you're doing now is turning this into a black person's fault, and that, and none of this is really the players on the field's fault, whether they stand, whether they don't stand.
Bigger than them.
Yeah, like, this shit has gotten so out of control. Not that I ever thought them taking a knee was going to stop police violence, but it's gotten so out of control, it's just become a mockery of itself. But, you know, I was like, but look at Jemele. Like, she got suspended in what some people would feel is an unfair fashion. Nobody else about to put their career on the line to make sure she comes back and is okay and all that. Like, you know, if they don't renew her contract next year or something, you know, like, it's just going to fade away. Like, no one else is going to boycott their job at ESPN to prove a point, because everybody has their individual motive and people are not unified like that. And I understand, like, ultimately what would be gained from everybody at SportsCenter being, all the black people on SportsCenter and people that agree with Jemele Hill being like, we not working no more. And then what? Well, I guess y'all guys can tweet what you want, you know, like, then, you know, it's gonna work that way. Like I said, it's just interesting, because it's just easier said than done. You find yourself in two very tough situations. Like, if you have the ability, the privilege, the courage, the opportunity, the people that have your back, the luck, all these things, all these factors, and you can fight it, and then people are like with you, you know, like, that's dope. But in a lot of cases, you know before you even report it, they're about to turn me into public enemy number one. I'm probably gonna lose my job. Do I have the time and the patience and the resources to sue these motherfuckers, to wait for a settlement, to, am I gonna have to sign some type of NDA? You know, I had a friend who got sexually harassed at a job by a dude, and it was fucked up because he wasn't always fucked up. They had like a relationship, but I don't think it was like a sexual relationship. But basically, when she was like, hey, I'm breaking this off, calm down, he started being inappropriate and shit. And they were gonna fire her for complaining. It just so happened that when they went to go, like, get, and he, you know, denied everything and all this shit, it just so happened, I think, like, they went through his computer or something as part of the process, and they found some harassing emails and shit. But here's the thing, they didn't go, well, you're right, he's fired now, we're sorry about this. What they did was, we're still gonna fire you, but we're gonna give you a settlement. And he got reprimanded, but he kept his job.
Right.
So it's almost like, and I don't think it was physical or anything like that, but it was still harassment. Think about this. If she could do it over again, I bet it's a hard decision to decide, do I fight this knowing the result that I get fired, I become persona non grata in this industry, right? I probably can't just go back and get a job. What happened at your last job, right? I got some money to settle me down for however long until I can find another job, but it comes out as a lump sum, which means a lot of taxes come out of that shit too. Or I could just not report it, keep getting a check, go to work, ignore this dude. I bet you that's a difficult thing for her to think about. Which would be the right answer? Does she even regret reporting it? That's the way the system is rigged against people that are abused, like against people that are abused racially, because of their gender orientation, because of, sexual predators at your job, all kinds of shit. And that's the way the companies normally run, is to side with the predator, and they get rid of the cog that doesn't want to fit in, as far as they're concerned, because we have made sexual harassment and intimidation a part of corporate culture.
A cost of doing business.
Exactly. And it's interesting, because there's more stuff on that Weinstein stuff, and we'll get into it tomorrow. But one of the things I saw just yesterday was, they built into his contract that he couldn't be fired for sexual harassing people unless, as long as he settled with them. built into his contract. That's literally co-signing sexual assault. That's literally co-signing sexual harassment. So it's a it was a corporate thing. The whole company need to go down. Anyway, the poll was easy. Will Harvey Weinstein face criminal prosecution? 75% of y'all said no and 25% said yes. Yeah, and no comments, but I can understand, you know. I feel like he should, but even then I wonder if he'll get off, if it went to court. I mean, it seemed like that Bill Cosby dead to rights, and there was just a couple people on the jury that was like, I just can't convict Bill Cosby.
Famous people. It just ain't like it ain't like he a nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, ain't like he's no name. People quote unquote still like him, people are still vouching for him. Mm-hmm. Just like Bill Cosby, just like this dude, just like Rose, like shit like that. Like this woman ain't nobody, and so even if they quote unquote believe her, odds are you get a room full of 12 people, it's gonna be really really hard to get the whole group to come to a consensus that this person should be punished.
Ride the most trifle spoken, guys. Let's see what we have. One voicemail.
What's going on, Rod? This is Jackie calling from Georgia. I was just calling to leave a message to let you know how much I appreciate your show. Actually, got me through a tough time in the past couple of weeks because I actually got fired from my job. And it was on some Flugazi, and then you gave away, you know, you had a little contest giving away some Loot Crate, and I actually won something. So I was calling to tell you that I appreciate the gift, you know, like that I won, but just to tell you I appreciate you and Karen, what you do for the people, man, and you continue to give us great content, and I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate everything you do. I'm actually driving down the mean highways of Georgia right now to my hometown. So I'm listening to you guys live as we speak. I just had to tell you I appreciate you personally and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, that's dope. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, and first of all, thanks for the voicemail, and I'm glad you won the prize. Glad we could help out.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Like, podcast definitely helped us through some tough times. I've been jobless twice since we started this podcast.
Come on, y'all. We know about joblessness. I've been jobless too.
And I'm a fan of podcasts, and y'all know I listen to way too much. I can't keep up with all the shit I listen to be honest with y'all.
Ain't that the truth?
So I've been listening to other people that kind of help me keep my mind off of bullshit, and I'm sorry you lost your job on some bullshit, by the way.
Mm-hmm, baby.
Well, you gonna say something? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we're talking about listening to podcasts. So yeah, we probably listen, both of us listen probably hundreds of hours, possibly thousands of hours of podcasts. Like, we just do a lot of variation of different podcasts, and like I said, when I get a chance, I've said this before, I get a chance to get a list, because it's some interesting people that I want to introduce, you know, to the audience that some of you may or may not have heard up before. So we're going to get, you know, eventually get new guests and things like that onto the show.
Yeah, yesterday I used the WOC Woman of Color affirmation hashtag to list some women podcasters that I listen to, women of color, and because it was about, you know, it was a white women's boycott basically of Twitter. Yesterday.
I didn't know, and I didn't miss
it. We'll talk about it Sunday.
But thank you for everybody to put my name up. Like I said, I was working, so I didn't get a chance to really participate, but I want to tell everybody thank you to mention me and with the other people, and I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like when stuff like this, and I know it's one of those things where a lot of times you just have to learn how to accept compliments, and sometimes that's very hard to do, because I'm like, hey, I'm not worthy of this compared to these other people, because I guess I'm looking at accomplishments and things that they've done and things they accomplished. Women out there that's actually rocking and changing the world, women out there, their names are world renowned, and I'm looking like, yeah, I'm just little old me, like I'm not even in the same league, I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah, I think I just think it's kind of interesting, because it was a lot of people that were getting props and getting shouted out.
Yes.
And I tried to make sure to shout out, you know, as many people as I could remember. And some people, I couldn't even get to everybody, because I listen to that many podcasts.
Correct.
All that to say that, yeah, man, when I go through tough times, I listen to shows too, and it helps me out. So I'm glad we can be able to do that for somebody else too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the emails. All right, that was the only voicemail. Hey, we appreciate you leaving it. Let me close Skype too while I got a second. All right, so we got a couple emails.
They said it was Jackie. It was me. Lucky I got another gig the following week.
Oh, glad to hear that, man. That white man can't keep you down.
Can't keep us down.
All right, so we got some emails, and then we also had to pick our white person to win Safety Pin Box giveaway. All right, so first email, someone sent us the email. They donated to our PayPal, but somehow the email came to the Blackout Tips instead of my PayPal email address. It was Simone who says, "This thank you should have been sent last week, but my PayPal was frozen. Consider it a donation to the Jamaica Rum Punch Fund. Love y'all."
Thank you.
Let's see who else we got. Leonardo says, "Leave Pennsylvania alone. Hey guys, I've been a fan, but I'm tired of all the crazy stories coming out of PA. Whatever happened to Florida? Since the Orange Plague took office, all the little racists and they asshole buddies been showing out. I don't mind though, cause it gave me a chance to see these people for who they are. On the other hand, I know that there are a lot of people out there suffering and will suffer as a result of his decisions, but am I crazy for hoping his supporters suffer the most? Since last year, it's been a lot of fools getting blocked. As always, keep up the great work, love." I feel you on that. If there was a way for only the people that voted for Trump to live in Trump's world, I'd be fine with it. But unfortunately, the rest of us got to stay there too. So I'm kind of rooting for all his shit to fail.
Oh yeah, they're gonna get affected. They just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. but yeah, I don't know what's up with PA, man. Sorry, we just calls them likes we sees them.
Right.
Elizabeth writes in. Sorry. Thanks. To say hello, Ryder Karen, I'm writing another review because the first one I wrote began terribly. My apologies. It should have started like this, and I'm writing another one immediately. TVGWT is a source of pure joy and relief. Can't Rod and Karen make the most frustrating things about humanity bearable? Thank you so much. Love, lots of love, Beth. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Allegra writes in, "Boo, 1539. Hey, you two. Thanks for making a problematic ass song more problematic. I usually find salty entertainment on the white rendition / appropriation of black songs, but the rendition of Ain't No Fun pushed the limits for even me. Wow, Rod. Wow. Side note, I'm particularly offended because that horrible song is one of my jams, and now it is ruined. Ruined, I say. Thanks for a great episode anyway, Allegra A."
Thank you.
Well, you know what, Allegra? They don't call me the most trife for no reason, baby. That's right. It's my most trife instrumentals right there.
Yes!
To let y'all know.
He ain't got no beat, y'all. That's the only beat he got.
I got one beat. Ride one the beat. Most trife. The beat, the slowest beat on the earth. Andre writes in, "Passports and Jordans. The comment by Amanda Seale is very ignorant. Not every American has a passport. Not every American travels, let alone travels internationally. Why are black people supposed to be equal to white people in some regards, but better than them in others?
Right.
I'm sure others will say this, but my individual passport story was quite complicated. When I was born, my name was spelled wrong on my birth certificate. I didn't know that because it was the original, and it was so old and wrinkled, you had to know how to look at it to see it. But then when I requested a new one to get a new passport, I found out that it was wrong. Then I had to change my name legally by a single letter to confirm my identity. Nothing has ever been affected by me spelling my name the quote unquote correct way in my life until I tried to get a passport and TSA pre-check, and this is my second passport. Thanks for all the shows and commitment to spreading positive black images and ideals. Dre, peace." Thanks, Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just whack. I don't know, dog. I got my wine.
Yay!
Falcons Diva says, "Hey, Rod and Queen Karen. I hope this email arrives in time for the feedback show. I just left from UPS picking up my Queen Karen wine pack. I'm so glad Triangle Wine Co. offered this. Too many times I tried to order the wines y'all mentioned on the show, but couldn't spell that shit. LOL."
Me either, baby.
"Can't wait to start drinking." I know I'll be fucking up the names too. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not a wine connoisseur. But they want those wines are delicious.
They good.
But yeah, thanks everybody, and let's do the safety pin box giveaway email. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails. Okay.
Six. Okay.
So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna read them, and I'm gonna let the chat room and Karen pick the winner. Okay.
Okay, y'all pay attention, chat room.
Now our rules are very simple: keep it short, and let us know why you deserve, and we will let you know. So number one is Paula. Okay. And Paula says, "Hey Rod and Karen, been listening to you guys for almost 2 years now and have lost approximately 5 pounds in TBGWT laughter ab workout. Come through, Paula.
I know, right?
Would love the Kids Ally backpack since I half-time homeschool my 11-year-old daughter and equality and social justice is the most important subject in our home. Would love to be able to share the knowledge with our small homeschool group, also to widen the circle. It is, if it's geared towards younger kids, however, we'll go with the adult one as we don't sugarcoat anything around here. Keep the funny coming. Love you guys. Thanks, Paula." All right, so Paula's number one, guys.
Paula's number one.
All right, she got the homeschool group. She got the kids. And she said, I think she said she would like the adult one.
No, she wanted the kids one.
Wait, hold on. Let me see. She said, if it's geared towards younger kids, however, we'll go with the adult one.
Okay.
So she gonna put her kids in the advanced course. Okay, she don't fuck around.
Okay, so we get her the adult one.
She want the adult pack. Okay, guys. Cause I think the other one is steered towards kids, although it comes with adult and kid literature. Okay, guys. So matter of fact, let me read the prizes again for you guys so that everybody knows what we're talking about. When we talk about the safety pin box giveaway. So the two prizes were one was like an adult pack, so Ally backpack, and one was a safety pin kid series. The safety pin kid series is an 8-week series geared towards elementary age kids.
Okay.
And comes with one parent guide and one kids book. So elementary, that is little kids, right?
Elementary,
because middle school, high school is probably, I'd say, older, like teens.
Elementary school is normally K-5 now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So all right. The kids booklet is part coloring book, part reflection, and part task, and each kit comes with parent/kids safety pin box task, dinner conversations, learning together activities, reflection section, original coloring book images, and they also include a full parent guide. The parent guide will give you all the same tasks and props as the kids book, but it will also give you some parent pre-work for before you call talk to your kids, as well as some reflection questions and tips for how to talk to your spouse and family members. Or you can go with the Ally backpack, the perfect purchase for someone looking to start comprehensive allyship foundation. Just call it our Ally Jumpstart. It includes a 6-video primer on race featuring video topics: why does race matter, what is race, how race built America and the world, how does race impact people in systems today, Black Lives Matter and the ongoing Black Liberation Movement, a physical small backpack mail to you, interactive assessment questionnaire, easy to understand ultimate white ally glossary, and tangible tasks to get started as an ally. All right, so I'm putting her down for the adult one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's Paula. She's number one, guys. Okay, number two, Adrian. She writes in, "Hi Rod and Karen, it's been a while since I've written in. I had an accident last year and couldn't keep up on podcasts, but I'm back to listening regularly. I'm listening to episode 1539 where you mentioned a giveaway for a safety pin box. I would love to get an adult safety pin box in your giveaway. I have been wanting to get one for a while. I'm working to improve my allyship and I hope this will help me do better. I've been working through their example on one online. My kids are 16 and 18, so the kids one wouldn't work, but I could share some of the adult one with them. Have a lovely week." All right, so we got Adrian. Also for adult.
Okay, Adrian's guys? Number two. Paula's number one. Adrian's number two.
Mm-hmm. And she would also share with her kids, who are older. All right, let's go to the next one. William says, "Hey, Rod and Karen, thanks so much for promoting the safety pin box. I like to put myself in for consideration. I got two kids in elementary school, first and fourth grade, in a racially diverse, politically divided rural area of Virginia." Shout out to racially diverse, politically divided. I appreciate the honesty on that shit.
Right?
Normally people be like, "We racially diverse," and then they just stop at that, like, because we all think the same thing. Like, nope. Mm-hmm. racially diverse, and the white people don't like the black people. He says, as my kids get older, they're going to encounter a whole lot of scapegoating and complex conversations around race and privilege. While my wife and I have good intentions and much of the vocabulary to talk with them about race, I don't feel that I had a background that I need to do it well. I grew up in a town with only 3 non-white families. Yes, really. And so my parents never felt the need to talk about race beyond treat everyone fairly. So I could really use the tools and some help. I would love to raise the wokest white kids. I would love to raise the wokest white kids in K-12, but I'll be happy to have kids who are simply comfortable standing up for their classmates and able to defend their views. If you choose us, I'd appreciate the kids version. Thanks for all that you do, Bill. All right, Bill, kids version. All right, in a second. All right.
So it's Bill.
And he's number 3. Yeah, Bill, kids version. Up in Virginia dealing with that schism, trying to keep his kids on the right path. I hear you. Number 4, Owen from Canada. Owen, you remember Owen? Chilling, mm-hmm. Owen? All right. What an amazing idea. Hey, guys. Been a while, but I still love the show. I would like the kids box because despite being fairly good with words and fairly well educated on this topic, I still have a really hard time talking about it with the kids. That's right, kids. You are part of a long tradition of evil, dirty people infecting the world with their bullshit and diseases for the sake of their bottomless greed. But not you guys. You are the good ones. That's why, thanks for your consideration. You want to find some better words to tell them kids the truth? The truth? I thought that was pretty good. I mean, I honestly would have kept that. So, but I'm gonna see. I'm gonna say safety pin boss kids. All right, I'm glad to see some dudes hitting us up. You know, honestly, because I know they have a lot of women, but they say not as many men, which makes sense because men, you know, privilege. That's that double privilege, being white and a man. It's like, how can I possibly be wrong about anything? I'm right. The wokest, bestest white man it is. But yeah, that's interesting. Number 5, Adrian. Hello, Rod and Karen. I'm a longtime white listener of your show, and I'm very interested in the Safety Pin Box giveaway focused on parenting materials.
So we got 2 Adrians?
Yes, we okay. Got 2 Adrians. We got an Adrian and an Adrian H. We'll say this one's Adrian H, okay? All right. And she says, I'm a single mom of 2 white kids. The boy is 13, the girl is 8. Committed to unpacking whiteness and racism. Talk with my kids out loud every day, sharing what I learn as I learn. I would highly value and use the materials put together by Safety Pin Box as I run into a challenge every day talking to my kids about race, and can use all the thoughtful guidance I can get. On this note, I did just suggest to my 13-year-old that he start listening to TBGWT podcast because I think he's old enough to handle the adult content and will benefit so much from hearing you both regularly as I do. Much love and appreciation to you both and the Safety Pin Box. Let me know if I win. All right. So, got to say the babies, and I think that was the kids' version. All right.
Oh, Leslie says she wants to do, she says they'll cover 1 adult and 1 kid.
Okay, so 1 adult, 1 kid. So 2 right. People can possibly win. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. All right, so right now we have adult, and then we got 3 kids right now.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie.
This is the last one. Amy says, hey, Rod and Miss Karen. I'm listening to today's show, and I heard that a SPB is up for grabs. So I'm throwing my hat in the ring for the kids one. I'm part of a group of new moms, all white, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
So it looks like we got a half and half. So, yeah, okay.
It's not half and half. Okay. It's going to be 4-2.
Okay, 4-2.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That just took me out. She like, look,
we need help.
We need some people. We need some other views. You know what? The diversity head for, I think it was Google said that, listen, if it's all white people at the table, it's still diversity of views because y'all got diverse brains.
It don't work like that.
Some of y'all got brown eyes. Some of y'all got blue eyes. Some of y'all got blonde hair. Some of y'all got brunette hair. You know what I'm saying? You coming from different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all got freckles. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all don't. So, like, your whole experience. You know how police be treating people with freckles? Freckles lives matter to me, okay? You ain't from around here with them freckles, are you, boy? get out the car.
What was her name?
It's Amy. All right, so she's it's still more. I'm sorry. I'm part of a group of new moms, all white, unfortunately. That's how it is in many parts of Seattle. But I love to take the kid to the group and open the discussion there and get our kids off to a good start. Thank you for considering me. I love your show. And love is in all caps. So that's Amy.
So she wants the kids one.
For the kids. Okay.
Yeah, so we got three adults. No, four adults and two kids.
Right. All right. So here's the thing. We can do it the adult pack first. There's two adults and then there's four kids, okay? The adult packs are Paula.
Yes.
And let me go back and look at
Paula
her.
Paula is adult.
Paula and Adrian. The first Adrian. Adrian
and,
R.
And Adrian H was adult too.
Adrian H was adult?
If I'm not mistaken, reread it.
Yeah, hold on. I might be tripping. Adrian H. Mama, two kids, 13 to 8. I want the one that's focused on parenting material. So that's kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Four kids, two adults. Okay. So the first two are the adults. Okay. I'm gonna go over there. The two for adults. Okay. Paula, says she wants the Ally backpack because she homeschools her daughter who's 11, mm-hmm. and there's other kids that are there. In the whole school group, she wants the adult one because she don't play that shit. She want her kids to get the unrestricted, the straight dope. She don't want no coloring books. Her kids gonna work,
right?
Sound like my mom and shit. Like, put that back. It's time to grow up. So that's Paula. Okay,
that's number one.
Number two is Adrian R, who says that she wants the adult box because she's been wanting one for a while. She wants to improve her allyship, and she hopes that it'll help her do better. And she's worked through the example online. She has kids that are 16 and 18, so she'll also share with them as well.
Okay.
So those are the two.
One or two. So
chat room.
One or two, and I'm gonna tally up. We're gonna let the chat room decide, y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna let y'all decide. I'll play a song. Karen, you give me the tally when you get it all done. Hillary Clinton, I will suck your dick if you come back and save us real quick. It's been so long, but it's only been 10 months. You got my man, Shannon Sharp, drinking that King Dog and smoking them blunts.
We got a winner.
Oh, all right. Ride the most triphone break. Karen, who won?
And the winner is... Paula.
Paula. Paula wins the adult... safety pin box. I will email.
Congratulations, Paula.
All right. I will send your email to safety pin box folk. And now we got to do the kids one. Okay, guys. And Adrian, I'm sorry. Okay. Now don't let this discourage you from being woke. Okay. I know a lot of times white people take rejection real hard. Next thing you know, they out here being like, well, now I'm going to just be racist again. Don't give up. Okay. You can still sign up for a safety pin box. For yourself, someone can gift one to you, you know. So let's not give up hope, guys.
We're not giving up hope.
You gotta be careful with white people's feelings when they get rejected, guys. You know, it can turn real quick. all right, so now to the adults. Number one for this category will be Will. Will, who remember, said he had two kids in elementary school, first and fourth grade. They're in a politically divided rural area of Virginia, even though it's racially diverse, and he just don't want his kids to be some pieces of shit.
Okay, so number one is Will.
So he needs some help. Okay, that's Will, number one. Number two is Owen, who you guys know from what was it, Tastes Like Chicken? Tastes Like Fried Chicken. Y'all know him from that podcast he had with Chill. And he's basically like, you know, he has a hard time talking to his kids about racism. And he would love to have some better tools to be able to do that. So that's Owen. Then we got Adrian H, who says she's a single mom of two white kids. The boy is 13, the girl is 8, and she's committed to unpacking whiteness and racism with her kids out loud every day, sharing what I learned as I learn. I would highly value to use these materials put together to talk to my kids about race. And she suggested a 13-year-old listen to the podcast. So that's the second 13-year-old I know that's been told to listen to the podcast. Shout out to y'all little kids, little woke ass kids out there and shit. Don't be saying the N-word, little white kid. You ain't getting no pass from us, okay? We don't believe in that at Blackout Tips. Take your ass to the mother podcast that's giving out them passes, but we definitely would be offended, okay? You just laugh at us saying it and then stop. If someone asks what you laughing at, you say nothing, okay?
Nothing.
So that was who was that, number three? Mm-hmm. So number four is Amy, okay? And Amy also says that she would like to get the kids one. She has a group of new moms, all white, unfortunately, and she's in Seattle, and she would love to bring the kid to the group and open the discussion there and get the kids off to a good start. So all right, guys, Karen, you tally the votes 1 through 4.
Okay, yeah, 1 is Will, 2 is Owen, 3 is Adrian, and 4 is Amy.
All right, let me know who wins. Hillary Clinton, you can sit on my face if you will come to the Oval Office with your presence and grace it. Villagers have to understand we gotta get Trump out the nation. Some days I just sit and cry and think about how Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and we still didn't get Hillary Clinton the win. See, when Rodimus Trife comes in your life, you're dealing with some strife and the shit ain't right. I'm down with socialism and the abolishment of the prison industrial system. I ain't no super predator, but I might need a editor or at least a redditor. Hillary Clinton was the best competitor.
I'm sorry to interrupt your
listen, when Rod the Most Tribe gets flowing like that, it's just hard to stop.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you finish. We got a winner.
Okay.
The winner is Amy.
Okay, so we're gonna get the babies in Seattle with the woke group. We're gonna get them woke. I'm sure Marissa will volunteer to just hand deliver it because she ain't got nothing else to do. So she will be showing up to your parents meeting and with the safety pin box and kicking them kids in the chest with just some black righteousness. And you know what? That's what we need. All right, man. Thank y'all. It was fun. I enjoyed giving stuff away. I'll make sure to send you guys emails.
Yeah, and thank you for everybody that wrote in. And
oh yeah,
you
thanks.
Know, don't lose hope. Who knows? Maybe doing something like this again. We don't know, but we just want to tell everybody thank you. Good thing we know we got white folks out there.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all writing in though, because I know it is awkward. I'll say that much. Like, because you know, like safety pin box is like signing up for a workout.
Yeah.
Of your whiteness. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I need some help, y'all. It's this racism is killing me inside, you know. So good for y'all, man. And don't let it, you know, discourage you from signing up on your own just because you didn't win.
Right.
Cause you know, it's still money that goes to a great cause.
It is.
And it's still something that's gonna help you become a better person. So all right, man. Thank y'all for listening. Like I said, we'll be back at 1 for the premium people. We got to do the nerd off.
Mm-hmm.
For the not premium people, we'll see y'all tomorrow with the regular show. So thank y'all. Congratulations to Amy and Paula. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.